Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another wonderful day. Today is the 22nd of the month of November, year 2020. We bless the name of the Lord for what God has been doing. We bless the name of the Lord for what He has been using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to do in the life of people. And I know you will not be left behind. God is going to use this prophetic decree to catapult your destiny to the next level. God is going to use this prophetic decree to break the yoke of darkness all over your life. I believe that and I trust in the Lord. The Bible says, the Almighty God instructed Ezekiel to speak unto the dry bones. Even when Ezekiel looked at the dry bone and it's like these dry bones cannot live. Oh, Ezekiel told the Lord that you are the only one that can say how this one could live. And God instructed Ezekiel, prophesy unto the dry bones. And he prophesied to the dry bones. And the dry bones became a living being. I prophesy into every dead area of your life. They shall wake up and become a living being in the name of Jesus Christ. Any area of your life under the captivity of darkness, be released today in the name of Jesus Christ. Any area of your life that is caged by the evil power of your father's house. Any area of your life that is caged by wickedness in your village. Any area of your life that is caged by household wickedness. Any area of your life that is caged by unfriendly friends. Any area of your life that is caged by witchcraft power. I command that area. Is it your marriage? Is it your finances? Is it your health? I command that area. Hear the word of the Lord. Be released now. Be released. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will deliver you. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon you. The yoke of darkness shall be broken upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will take you to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I am talking about my labor and my harvest. When a man labors, that man must harvest that labor. Every enemy of your harvest, every enemy of your harvest shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. The Bible says something in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valley and hills. When a man is brought to a land and the man labored in that land, it is his duty of that man to harvest his labor. No wonder the Bible says, for a man to enjoy the fruit of his hand, it is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember thy Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. I pray now that your labor shall be rewarded in the name of Jesus Christ. A man's labor is what he has exerted his time, his energy, his strength, his potential upon for many long years. And when you have exerted your energy, when you have exerted your strength, when you have exerted your time, you have exerted your money on something for many years, it is now time for you to reap that labor. When it's time for you to reap the labor, any power that rises up against you at that time is a dangerous power. When it's time for you to begin to harvest your labor, any power that says no is a dangerous power. The Bible says the Philistines will only come to the Midianites. The Philistines will come around and they will come and destroy what the people of God has done. They will come and wipe away what the people have done in Judges chapter 6. But the Almighty God looked down upon the cry of the children of the Lord. The Almighty God visited a man called Gideon and told him, go in this your might and deliver the people of the Lord. I pray that today you will receive the enablement. You will receive the power to deliver yourself from anti-adverse forces in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man labor, it is a normal thing. It is a proper thing. It is according to the law of God that that man must harvest what he has labored for. Your labor must receive favor, and your favor on that labor must be harvested when you are going to harvest. Therefore, any power that says no to your harvesting time shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. You have labor over your children. Then you must be able to enjoy your children at old age. You have worked for many years from one place to the other, you have worked in different countries, then you must be able to enjoy the fruit of that labor. Any power that say no to the enjoyment of the fruit of your labor shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man labor, that man must enjoy the fruit of his labor. You have labor, you must enjoy the fruit of that labor. I decree that every enemy of the fruit of your labor shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. You have labors in January and this is November. You must begin to see the fruit of that labor. Despite the fact that we have experienced a lot of crises this year, I am still very confident. I'm still believing and trusting the Lord seriously that before the end of this year, many of us shall have what we call bounty harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will fight against every cankerworm and every power assigned against your neighbor in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to praise the prayer and get ready to pray. Uma Santaraka, say it very well. Say, foundational power assigned against my old age. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Foundational power assigned against my old age. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Foundational powers assigned against my old age. Yeah! In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered for years. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to gather what I have, assigned to scatter what I have gathered for years. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered for years. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to scatter what I have gathered for years. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, enemy of my harvest, you are in trouble. In the name of Jesus, enemy of my harvest, you are in trouble. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, enemy of my harvest, you are in trouble. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, enemy of my harvest, you are in trouble. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Affliction of the old age, assigned against my life. Die in the name of Jesus. Affliction of the old age assigned against my life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Affliction of the old age assigned against my life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Affliction of the old age assigned against my life. Die by fire. In Jesus. Say, any power struggling with the stump of my bread, expire. In the name of Jesus, any power struggling with the staff of my brain, expire. In the name of Jesus, any power struggling with the staff of my brain, expire, 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 expire. In Jesus' name, pray, say, my Father, increase my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my Father, increase my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my Father, increase my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my Father, increase my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my Father, increase my harvest. In Jesus' name, pray. Shout this one loud and clear. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I shall not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I shall not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I shall not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I shall not labor in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into your life as from today, you shall arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, as from today, you shall prevail, you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, as from today, you shall move from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from power to power, from blessing to blessing, from prosperity to prosperity. In the name of Jesus, as from today, you will receive power and enablement to eat the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus, as from today, any power that want to destroy your effort shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, as from today, what you have sown, you will begin to enjoy them. In the name of Jesus, in the time of your harvest, you will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, in the time of your harvest, you will not be buried. In the name of Jesus, in the time of your harvest, you will not be on the sick bed. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants you to spend money on sickness, that power shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree upon the bottle of oil and the bottle of water in the hand of your children, let this oil carry power. Let the water carry power.
all this faith material, receive the anointing of healing, receive the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness, receive the anointing for instant creative miracles. In the name of Jesus, I command the blood of Jesus to move into this material. I command the blood of Jesus to move into this water, to move to this oil. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Take this oil. If you have water, if it's water you have, if it's oil, anyone you can use it, take this oil and put it to your mouth. Aha. Oh yes, I command every sickness inside your body. Hear the word of the Lord. Get out of that place. Get out of that place. Get out of that place. In the name of Jesus. Wonderful. Now anoint your head. Every arrow of insanity, arrow of constant pain in your head, I command them, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Now take the oil and anoint your two ears. Anoint your two ears. Every satanic deposit in your two ears, satanic poison in your two ears, satanic plantation in your two ears, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Anoint your chest. Put your hand there. Every arrow from evil kingdom, poison of the serpent, bite of the scorpion, and every deposit of darkness inside your heart, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Your lungs shall be shall begin to function very well. The hole in the heart has been sealed up. That lung is functioning very well now. Anoint your navel. As I pray on your navel now, the disease hiding in the kidney shall disappear. The infirmity in the liver shall disappear. The infirmity in the bladder that shall disappear. Inflammation in the prostate shall disappear. The battle going on in your intestine shall disappear. God's stone shall disappear. Just put enough oil on that oil. Enough oil. Increase the content of that oil you put on that navel. Increase the content of that oil you put on that navel. Put your hand there. Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be rooted out. Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. I command everything that is in that body that is not from God, in the kidney, in the liver, in the pancreas, in the bladder, in the intestine, hear the word of the Lord. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. That kidney is normal. This is the last time you are going to do dialysis. You are okay. You are healed. You will notice that sign from your urine. Something is coming out. Anoint your hands. Every chain of poverty in that hand. Every chain of backwardness in that hand. Every embargo of darkness in that hand. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. I command your healing to be permanent. I command your deliverance to be permanent. As you wake up this morning, you wake up with a newness. You have a encounter with the blessing of the Lord. Today shall favor you. Today shall be a day of promotion. Today shall be a day of favor. You will encounter destiny helpers. Light of God shall shine upon you. The glory of God shall cover your destiny. You will not go down in life. You will rise up and enjoy good days. As you move out today, blessings shall begin to look for you. Men and women shall be looking for you to bless you. The glory of God shall not depart from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you a businessman? Receive favor. Are you a businesswoman? Receive favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? Receive that testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you looking for a partner to settle with in marriage? I decree marital settlement upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, are you here and you find out things are not working well for your children? I decree today things are beginning to work well for them in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak unto your destiny now. Any one of you that is facing challenges in marriage, I command that challenge disappear in the name of Jesus. Let all challenges vanish and let there be peace in your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover you. You shall have career testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you are writing exams. Hear the word of the Lord. You are going to pass out that exam at one sitting. The glory of God will cover you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a man there. Your child cannot speak very well. Anoint that child and command this demon to disappear. Say it very well. If that child is by your side, if it's not there, anoint the picture and say like this. Say, demon from the waters, altering the destiny of this child. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray that prayer very well, that child shall be made whole. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful work. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. And I thank you for backing up my words. Thank you for making my word to establish. Thank you for the oil of prophet upon my head. I decree to the life of as many people that could hear me wherever they are hearing me from, that today they shall move to the next level of favor. They shall move to the next level of grace. They shall move to the next level of prosperity. They shall move to the next level of advancement. They shall move to the next level of promotion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord will continue to uphold you and strengthen you. In case you want to get in contact with me, my phone number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.